This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storyteller Series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic, and then we share them with you here. In Phoenix, the storytellers share their stories about our community or about the life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Austin King's home remodeling business has been doing well for several years. And one day, he was encouraged to reach out to HGTV to see if they would shoot one of their home remodels. So on June 16, 2014, Austin used the company's Instagram account to contact one of the network executives, asking her to check out the website.
I probably stalked her. I like to think of it as like diligently pursuing. So July 5th, get a reply back. Hey, exclamation mark, dope site. Love your work. Send me some video of you and your team, please. That's it. And that was as simple as it started. So the crazy thing that we kind of realized was like, we had 5 minutes of fame. And you get to that point, you kind of wonder, like, what am I going to do with my 5 minutes? And what are we going to do? We're going to try and help other people. So there's a school in downtown Phoenix, Children First Academy. It's a K-8 school. The vast majority of their students and their families are at poverty levels, and the vast majority are homeless. And so we went down to school and met them. And so what we did was, the house, you know, you remodel the house, you stage it, you do the little open house at the end. And at the open house at the end, we actually invite people. And so what we did was we just asked everybody to bring some canned food. That was a pretty quick way to raise 150 pounds of food. The home has to be staged. And so we went to a lot of amazing local artists and vendors, crafters, I mean, just all sorts of people in the community and said, hey, you know, we got an almost 3,000 square foot house to furnish. Can you help us out? Can you donate some artwork to put up? And at the end, we're going to auction everything off. It was amazing how, you know, everybody rallied. And so we raised $5,000. The last thing we did was we did a viewing party at the Deuce, day of the show. And so we invited friends, family, please bring newer, gently used children's shoes. The reality with the school is they have a stock room there where they take clothing, shoes, and whatnot. So the kids can come to the school and get shoes for themselves, their siblings, even their parents. So we raised 90, you know, gathered 90 pairs of shoes. We made that whole donation after the show was over. So, you know, we had 5 minutes. We might get five more, we might not, you never know. But in our 5 minutes, we chose to help people out. So if you get a chance, stalk people online. If you do aggressively pursue someone and you actually make contact with them, just try and do something good in the world with it. You never know what'll happen.
Austin King is the co-founder of Rafter House in Phoenix. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Thursday, November 17th at the Farm at South Mountain in Phoenix. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more storytellers from local events on KJZZ, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.